another week of I Don't Know Who Needs to Hear This. Today's episode is a very energetic one. I am very excited. So today's topic is going to be a pretty powerful one. It is definitely an all levels, very inclusive topic. I feel like sometimes when I want to talk about spiritual stuff, it's like only a very small handful, very niche topic. But today's topic is not that. And I really want my podcast to be more of that flavor than my very niche stuff. I actually have a TikTok, if you didn't know. That's where I put all of my niche channeled messages. And if you are interested, definitely DM me for details. Happy to give that to you. I also got a message about how my intuition works is very meandery, but I feel like I need to come in with like a very clear, like, here's a bullet list of things I need to talk about, bam, 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 and really make use of that 15 minutes, because I only have 15 minutes with you guys. I mean, I technically could extend it, but that would defeat the point of the microdose, and I would want to keep it pungent and short, because I know we have lives that are full of other things we want to do than to hear Christina yap and yap and yap. And she does love to yap sometimes. Anyways, today's topic is about why living intentionally and boundaries go hand in hand. So here's the breakdown. You really can't live a life of intention without the other side of that intention, which is saying no to what does not align with those intentions. So I feel like every year we come into the year with like some really hot and heavy topics that we want to like really be about, or themes, goals, dreams. We have our vision board. We've got our Pinterest, you know, all decked out with the new year. And I know we're in September, so maybe this isn't even relevant. And I will have to remind everybody again, late December, going into the new year, but it's worth saying at any point in the year, because whenever we have an intention, whenever we want to co-create something with the universe, with other people, with the collective, with our higher self, we're saying yes to something, which also means we're saying no to a whole lot of other things at the same time. And this is pretty like common sense, but I think it's worth saying, because that's why people get so tripped up on their New Year's resolutions, is because they have the desire of the yes, which holds a certain, let's say, frequency or potency about it. Then we have, you know, the momentum of that yes is going in one direction. Imagine this Olympic runner running around a track, but then you just keep putting this one heavy vest over it, and then another heavy vest, and then another heavy vest. That's what happens when we don't know how to say no, because we're holding on to all this ish. Often isn't even ours. Often isn't even good for us. Something from the past. And it really shouldn't be going with us. Does anyone feel that? I don't know. Anyways, intentions are the heart of creation and being a creator. And intentions are, oh my goodness, you guys do not know how powerful intentions are. As someone who works in the spirit realm a lot and is a very spiritual person in general, I don't know how else to emphasize this, but intentions are doing the work even when you're not doing the work. Intentions are so powerful that my guides told me this message the other day. They were saying how intention is more powerful than time. But it totally makes sense, because time is a social construct, meaning how we intend to see it is a lot of the experience of what we have within time. Think of all of the different spiritual practices that you may engage with. How much of it, how many of those practices start with the very practice of setting an intention for that practice? Because I always have to bring it back to yoga. Think of how in the beginning of your vinyasa flow, you set an intention for your class. Maybe one day I will do a channeled message and bring in my guides and my higher self to talk through just how powerful intentions are. when we set an intention, sometimes a lot of things start to break down. When we set an intention sometimes, and this is not something you are consciously intending when you do this, but a lot of things start to fall away because it doesn't align with your intention anymore. And the inner world that is our inner world, right? The inner world, the collective subconscious even, is swirling with content that wants to be intended into the world, into being, into manifested reality. It wants to be pulled down from the ethers, if you will, into the physical, material, concrete reality world. And our intentions are the bridge for that. So, I mean, yeah, this is big stuff. And it also kind of pulls on the magician energy, which is the archetype per the tarot. If you don't know, in the tarot, it's the first major arcana card right after the Fool. So the Fool signifies the beginning of a journey. And if you want to look at creation as a journey, the Fool starts this journey very like lighthearted, optimistic, maybe to a detriment, and is hearing the call of the Fool's soul, which moves the Fool into the unknown. Hear this from an archetypal lens rather than a literal lens. So see if you can kind of, even if you want to zone out for a little bit, hear it from the perspective of how you might hear a parable. So the Fool sets out on his journey with his tiny little backpack and his dog. In the card, it literally is like he is about to leap off that ledge because he knows that is the call, is to leap off the edge of everything in the world that he has known thus far, and he is leaping into the great unknown. And the magician is the first figure he encounters who teaches him about how to harness all of the elements, all of the, how to work with the primordial, right? How to work with his mind, how to master his mind, how to master his emotions, how to, in this alchemical process of bringing the immaterial into reality, into the material. And it is done through intention, right? The magician is the magician of intention. And that's really what magic is, magic with a K. At the heart of witchcraft, the occult, all spiritual tradition, intention is somewhere in the heart of that, of those traditions, of those schools of thoughts, or thought, maybe not even thought, because it's beyond thought. It is more powerful than just thought. But your intention can hold it all. From the leftist perspective, which I've spent a lot of time in, it's this idea of world building. And, you know, there's always a conversation about how do we create new systems? How do we build the new world that we know is possible? We know we don't want to be bound to the same structures, the oppressive, hierarchical, violent systems, the domination-based worldviews, the old world, right? So how do we do this? Well, we have to first have the intention, and then we first have to realize that we have the possibility or the power to bring it into the world. Usually when we set intentions, we think of it as a generative process, right? We're creating something. It's something additive to the world. But what we often don't realize, or maybe you do realize, is when you get very serious about your intention, a lot of things don't fit into that path anymore that you want to create. So I feel like I've been in a phase where I'm closing out a lot of cycles, which means I'm having to purge and get rid of a lot of the excess that doesn't fit the vision in the world that I'm here to build. And it has been a lot of ups and downs emotionally. I have felt a lot of anxiety about having to move away from certain people and no longer accept certain offers, and et cetera, et cetera. And what was working suddenly stops working. And it can create this kind of bewilderment that's like, what is going on? But nothing's going wrong. It's just part of the creation journey. It's part of the fool's journey that we're all on. And I mean, think of it this way, like fitness girlies, y'all know when you guys set health goals, just think of like this example, someone who wants to set a health goal, like they want to eat healthy, they want to work out more, they want to, you know, walk 10,000 steps a day, whatever. And this may seem like a very easy thing to do, but it's hard to give up the cupcakes. It's hard to give up the Starbucks run. It's hard to give up eating at, you know, eating out every single day. It's hard to give up binging Netflix instead of going to the gym. So this is where boundaries have such an important role to play. The no's that we have to say to other people or to things and to situations and habits that no longer serve our intention. And when we get intentional, a lot of the legacy things, peripheral things, are having to be put on a table to be considered for us to pretty much purge or to recommit to, right? It's kind of that Marie Kondo, like you're holding something up to the light and you're seeing, does this spark joy? Does this spark joy? But instead of does this spark joy, you're saying maybe, does this align with what I'm building? Does this move in the same way that my intention wants me to move? Boundaries are hard to set. They require a lot of nervous system regulation. They require a lot of self-awareness and other awareness. Just a lot of awareness in general. And boundaries are also part of, you know, part of obviously maturing and becoming your own person, part of our individuation process, as Jung would say, Carl Jung, if you're familiar with his work. But yeah, like boundaries is how we set ourselves up also so that the intention has the runway, has the bandwidth, has the clearing to move full steam ahead. And that about wraps up another week of I Don't Know Who Needs to Hear This. And I would love to hear if you had any major breakthroughs, aha moments, any of your takeaways. DM me on Instagram, you know where to find me. And another FYI, I am working on my offer suite, so I'm hoping to add a few more services to the mix. That way they're different and a variety of ways you can work with me. So if you're interested, again, check out Instagram and hope to see you next week. Thank you so much.